is The Game, part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
With us being a local show, there are a lot of things that go on nationally that we do talk about, but anytime something locally happens, it's always going to be our lead story. This is The Game, Jason Bishop, along with Kit Branch on 93.7 WBQO, the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. I was about to give you the trivia question. That's kind of why I was hesitating, because I was trying to think of the trivia question that I remembered. We nixed that because you guys could never get one right. So we just decided, we're not going to give it to you anymore.
We'll take a break for a couple of weeks, and then we'll come back and see if there's still some interest. I guess we got to stop coming up with hard questions. I don't know. Last week was pretty easy. I mean, who did Braves draft with the first pick in 1991? It doesn't take a rocket scientist.
The answer is Chipper Jones, y'all.
That's it. Anytime you watch a Braves rain delay, the Chipper Jones driven story comes on, and
driven,
and Chipper out of what, DeLand, Florida, commuted to Bowles High School in Jacksonville every day to play sports, go to school, and number one pick.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and by Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting. Hey, by the way, coming soon to Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting, they're going to put in some archery lanes, probably in about a month.
Some archery lanes.
Yeah, brother.
I'd probably shoot myself in the foot. That wouldn't be good. I'm not skilled in the hunting and in archery area.
It looks fun.
But I'm pretty skilled in the fishing area. I went on a camping trip this week and did okay with the fish because I'm an athlete. I can do that.
So you know that. Yeah. You know that I'm in the process of moving, and I'm going to have this big, huge river
right
behind my house. So I'd like you to come over and test your fish. I'd like to see your fishing skills.
Oh, is it going to be a competition?
I mean,
we could throw some money in the hat.
I'm one of the most competitive people I've ever met.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. You got a boat landing right there.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 912-275-7017. We'll take your calls. Also, you can email us. thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If your emails are good, I'll read them. If they suck, I won't. Simple as that. All right, so we were talking about the local scene. The Frederica Academy Knights were probably the heavy favorite coming into the season to win a GISA state championship and maybe even the regional championship, which is where they put all four states that the GISA covers, which is South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And in basically an elimination tournament, whoever wins the state championship from all of those states then play each other. Okay. So basically, Frederica now has had a huge blow dealt to them. They have lost their starting quarterback, Gavin Williams, for the season.
Wow. That's a big, tough pill to swallow right there. Tough pill.
Crazy thing. Two torn labrums. So he did the first one playing basketball, one of those freak things where he just kind of moved funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they were still okay with him to play. They were going to move him to receiver, and he was still going to play. And there was a pass that was thrown to him, and he reached up with his other arm. And when the ball hit him, it tore the other one. Just crazy.
Did that happen last week in Columbia at the 707 tournament?
It actually happened before.
Before, okay. Wow, that's a tough, tough blow for Frederica. And wow, your quarterback goes down even before the summer starts, basically.
This segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Nobody in the business is going to take care of you better than Bruce Kennedy Tire. Been doing it a long time, and he's been doing it well.
Good man, too.
Sure is. Yep. Good softball player.
He is a good softball
mm-hmm.
player. Old school softball player.
That's the truth.
Old school.
No joke.
We used to hit with corn stalks and hit home runs back in those days. Not like these souped-up bats and all that they have today that they hit when guys that you played with that are still playing that never hit a home run and are now hitting 25 and 30 a season. I could lose 20 pounds and come back out of retirement. Nah, I'm not going to do that. Too old. But I could. Easily. Don't make me call the old boys up. We used to dominate around here now.
Back in my day.
That day was.
Brought to you by Kip Ranch.
That day wasn't too long ago.
If we're done with the self-aggrandizement, we can move on.
There we go. Back and to Frederick.
Jalen Simpson, who is going to play receiver for the Knights, is going to step in at quarterback. That really hurts them because here's the thing. Frederica has three really good skill players in Drew Brunson, Jayshon Sheffield, and Jalen Simpson. And what was going to happen is Frederica was going to play Jayshon Sheffield mostly at running back, Jalen Simpson mostly at receiver, and then Drew Brunson on the other side at receiver. And, of course, Gavin Williams getting the ball to the three of them. And all three of those guys are really good, especially in space. Well, now you can't do that because you've lost Gavin Williams. And so you're going to take one of those receivers, Jalen Simpson, and put him at quarterback. And now you're having to change your whole offense to where it's going to be more of a run-type oriented offense, so you're not going to be putting the ball in the hands of those skill makers, which really, at this point, you're going to have one dynamic receiver in Drew Brunson, and then Jayshon Sheffield is going to be running the ball out of the backfield, and now Jalen Simpson will be running the ball out of the quarterback position. It really just changes the dynamic of their offense, and in my opinion, it makes it very, very... It makes it not nearly as explosive as it had the potential to be.
Yeah, you're right. Probably not.
Whoa!
Probably not as explosive.
Write that down.
But you'll probably get Mr. Sheffield more touches, and that's not going to be good for opposing teams.
Yeah. I just think that from a defensive standpoint, if you know that the majority of the touches are going to come from two players, and Jalen Simpson and Jayshon Sheffield, and all of those touches are going to come in the backfield running the ball as a defensive coordinator, I'm cheating up. I'm bringing my safeties up. I'm bringing my linebackers up. And I'm going to say, throw it if you can. And yeah. I'm just not going to respect the pass as much. So they're going to be running against 8-9-man fronts.
They've been doing that here in the last couple of years anyway. I mean, this is a big blow. But, you know, they still, it's not like, they don't, like you just said, they have playmakers over there. And Sheffield, ooh, he's pretty good. And he'll just get more touches. That means he could put up huge, bigger stats. Teams would be keying on him. Open up the passing game one-on-one with Brunson, and that can cause problems. If Jalen can throw the football, which I'm pretty sure he can throw the football.
Well, he does have some experience in middle school as a quarterback. But again, Gavin Williams actually transferred over to Frederica from Glenn Academy, where he was going to be the backup to DJ Dallas. And of course, this is pre-Randon Jernigan and all that good stuff. But he was going to be the backup to DJ Dallas and the heir apparent to DJ Dallas before he transferred to Frederica. And this was as a freshman. And he started as a freshman for Frederica. And there were some other kids on the roster that could play quarterback that were in higher grades than Gavin Williams, but he was just that much better as a freshman. And so they just decided to go with him and take their lumps with him as a freshman and continue to grow. And he had a really good sophomore year last year. And the sky was the limit coming into this season, especially with the weapons that he had.
You know, Victor Floyd told me this one time, and I said, well, he said, if you got two kids, equal talent, always go with the younger kid because you're going to have them longer.
That's a good point.
I mean, that was his philosophy.
You should always, if the talent is equal between a senior and a freshman, you should always play the freshman. 100 times out of 100.
Exactly. Because you got them for 4 years instead of one.
The Braves made a huge draft pick in the Major League Baseball draft. We'll talk U.S. Open. And we're also going to talk a touch on the NBA Finals.
Oh, next we're going to talk more than you want to about it.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simons locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons, and online at advancedrehab.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go. 912-267-0248.
Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game.
Welcome back to the game. I'm Kip Branch with Jason Bishop, and one of the most anticipated things of the show, This Week in Review.
And here we go. So you want to say LeBron should no longer be in the conversation as the greatest ever with Jordan. In Michael Jordan's 14th season, he led the Wizards to a 37-45 record. In LeBron's 14th season, he averaged a triple-double in the finals, which had never happened. It only took a super team to beat him. Only four Olympic gold medalists. Only three players averaging 20-plus points per game. Only the Defensive Player of the Year. Only two MVP winners. Only two of the greatest three-point shooters of all time to beat a 32-year-old at the end of his prime. In LeBron's finals losses, he has averaged 33 points, 8 rebounds, and 11 assists. Those were the losses. We watched LeBron will the Cavs to a title last year in the finals. Blocking Draymond Green from behind on a fast break late in Game 7, the single greatest basketball play I have ever seen. Yes, we saw Jordan hit the shot over Russell against the Jazz. We also saw Penny Hardaway steal the ball from Jordan one-on-one with the game on the line in the Eastern Conference Finals, in which the Bulls lost. When have we ever seen LeBron bested one-on-one in the playoffs with the game on the line? The answer, never. Yes, Michael won all six of his championship appearances. LeBron has been there 8 times. The GOAT is LeBron James, and these are my thoughts.
You are absolutely insane.
I just tell the truth, man.
You are absolutely... What? Dude, somebody has left and just flipped the light switch off in your brain, dude. I mean, Really?
Did you even listen to that segment?
I heard the whole entire segment, man. And let me, game three, game on the line when Golden State went on the 11-0 run. Who hit the game-winning shot over LeBron James? The best player on the planet right now, Kevin Durant. Right in LeBron's
face.
Oh,
you're talking about when Kevin Durant walked the ball up.
And shot a three-pointer
in LeBron's
face. And
didn't even run any offense and just shot a three-pointer.
Right in his face.
From 6 feet behind the three-point line.
In his face.
And didn't even get into the defense before he shot.
In his face. Face.
How is it in his face when LeBron was giving him 3 feet?
And don't let me pull up.
He just pulled up and shot, and LeBron can get there. That is not even close to having the ball at the top of the 3-point key and having the ball stripped from you while you're trying to drive into the lane and then having that player go down the court and score the game-winning layup.
So I just figured you out, man. You go, we off the air, we're on Facebook Live, too, and you say, we're going to have a small little segment on the NBA Finals. And then you bait me up with this crap that you just come up on the weekend review all about how LeBron James is the best player of all time. And so here we are. It's not even close.
This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply.
LeBron James has
and
no
Peachtree Pest Control. He's talking over me giving sponsors.
Okay, give the sponsors. Then I'll talk some more. LeBron James has no killer instinct. Okay, that's why he's not the greatest player of all time. Skill set, he's got talent. He's big. He's 6'9", 250 pounds. He's got all the size in the world, but he does not have the intangibles to be the greatest player of all time. First of all, he has no killer instinct. He doesn't shoot the ball as well as Michael Jordan. Never will. He's not a prolific scorer like Michael Jordan is. He plays a little bit of defense, but Jordan was an NBA Defensive Player of the Year for how many years? 6 finals MVPs. LeBron, 3 in 5 losses, excuse me.
And where he averaged 33 points a game in those 5 losses.
But the guy that he was defending most of the time in the series was the series MVP. By the way, you failed to mention that. 35 points a game, 8 rebounds, game-winning shot in your face when your team needs you to step up.
Are you willing to go as far with that last comment to say that when the Cavs needed LeBron to step up, LeBron didn't step up?
They needed to win game 3. They were up by, 7-8 points last 2 minutes of the game. They let Golden State go on an 11-0 run. Kevin Durant hit the game-winning shot right in LeBron's face, and all he does is walk off the court with his head hanging down like he always does when he gets beat. And then the media comes in and says, well, he ain't got no help and he's tired. You're an NBA player. You're the best, so-called best player of all time. You're not supposed to get tired. When your team needs you, you're supposed to be able to step up. You don't give up an 11-0 run in game 3 when you really, really need it.
While he's guarding both Kevin Durant Steph Curry on the defensive side of the ball and being asked to be the team's leading scorer and the top offensive threat on the offensive side of the ball. So he's chasing around the second and third best players on the planet on one side of the court, and then on the other side of the court, he's being asked to score 35 a game.
I guess the point I'm trying to make, and hopefully you'll understand this, nobody ever made excuses for Michael Jordan. When the Bulls didn't win.
When they lost to the Magic in the Eastern Conference Finals, all we heard was, Jordan didn't get a full season, and he never got back into basketball shape. He played 50 games. How many games do you need?
Oh, come on, dude.
He played 50 games.
That's all you can come up with.
You said no one ever made any excuses for Jordan. They did when they lost to the Magic.
Different era.
Because Jordan lost the game.
This is
revisionist history stuff you talk about.
You're reviving
history. How many times did Jordan lose to Magic and Bird? All the time. Until those guys got too old to beat him anymore. And then Penny Hardaway and Shaq got him in those Eastern Conference Finals. And nobody that wants to make an argument for Jordan being the greatest of all time wants to even talk about that series.
We can talk about it all you want. I'm just saying that when Jordan came into the league, he got drafted on the Chicago Bulls, and the Chicago Bulls were just awful. He put them on his back every year, got them to the playoffs.
That's what happens when you get the number one pick. Your team's bad.
He wasn't a number one pick, by the way. He was number three pick. Thank you. But I didn't know if you knew that.
Whether you're picking one or three, yeah, your team's still bad. It doesn't matter. Yes, I did know he was a three pick. Yes, I did.
So he goes and he gets picked. And so he goes on a franchise with nobody, no help. And so they start building a championship team. They had to learn how to beat. They had to learn how to beat the Pistons. Pistons were the king team on the block back then. Had to learn how to get over that hump. And when they did, nobody had anything for them.
At that point, Isaiah Thomas, Joe Dumars, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Bill Laimbeer, James Worthy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar were all at the end of their prime, and in most cases had already had their prime
end. No, we're not going to sit here and talk about Pistons basketball because I'm well-versed on the Detroit Pistons. And that Joe Dumars didn't come into the – he came into the league about the same time. He came into the league the same year Jordan did. Okay, so Dumars and Jordan were roughly the same age when they came in the league. Isaiah came out of Indiana when he was 19 years old in 1981, so he definitely was not old when the Pistons were winning championships.
What happened to the Pistons if they weren't old? What happened to the Pistons when
the
Magic and the Celtics, those dynasties fell? And then there was supposed to be this new torch given, and I agree with you. The Pistons at first were going to be that team once they figured out how to beat the Celtics.
That's right.
Well, then that didn't happen. The Bulls went on their run, and Detroit was never even in the conversation during the Bulls' first three-peat. They were never threats. It was always the Knicks. The Pistons weren't even in the conversation.
The first year. They beat the Pistons in the Eastern Conference Finals.
What happened in the other six championships the Bulls won, or the other five? So they got past the Pistons in the first one, and then the Pistons fell off the map.
It's because Isaiah blew out his Achilles and he was done.
Oh, so the answer to that question is that the prime for Isaiah Thomas ended.
Isaiah retired when he was 32. He blew out his Achilles and he was done after that.
Just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's alantuckerattty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813. It's hot in South Georgia this time of year, which means ants, mosquitoes, and critters of all sorts moving around. Peachtree Pest Control can and will protect your home from any and all of these invaders. Whether it's pest control, termite, wildlife exclusion work, Peachtree Pest Control is your local choice for you and your family's needs. Peachtree Pest Control now even offers pressure washing. Follow Peachtree Pest Control on Twitter at Peachtree Pest and give them a like on Facebook. online at PeachtreePest.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some bad news on the gridiron for the Knights of Frederica. Starting quarterback Gavin Williams will miss the entire season with two torn labrums. Expect Jalen Simpson to step in for the Knights at QB. Some really cool news from the Diamond. Former Brunswick High pitcher Austin Hutchinson was drafted in the 26th round of the Major League Baseball draft out of the University of Mount Olive in Tennessee. And finally, in Terror Nation, the Glenn Academy Coaches Show will be held at Nats Landing this upcoming football season. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Now, back to Jay Bish and Kip. You're in the game.
See, the thing is when you get Kip fired up, he doesn't give you an opportunity to talk, so you just kind of have to let him go. And because of that, I didn't even get an opportunity to get to the rest of the sponsors last segment because, once again, we had a segment get hijacked by Kip Ranch. So the second part of last segment was brought to you by Catch 228, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and Mateo's. The first part of this segment, which is segment three, by the way,
okay,
is brought to you by Express Lube and Alan Tucker.
Yeah, you hijacked the last segment.
How did I hijack?
With that weekend review, the LeBron Love Fest. So you effectively hijacked that segment. And one day you're going to quit spewing all this garbage about LeBron James. He is not the greatest player of all time. And it's not even close. He's not near the basketball player Michael Jordan is. That's just not. We just agree to disagree there.
A player that has potential to be maybe arguably one of the best pitchers ever is Kyle Wright, who was drafted fifth by the Atlanta Braves. Most thought Kyle Wright was going to get drafted number one overall by the Minnesota Twins. And then that didn't happen. And then all chaos broke loose in the draft. And Kyle Wright, who was going to be the number one overall pick, fell all the way down to five. And the player that Atlanta was going to take at five ended up being the number one overall pick. And so there sat Kyle Wright, right for the taking, the best pitcher in the draft.
Period.
Right. And you have to take, I know that the Braves are loaded with arms, but you have to take that kid at five.
Best player available. And that's him. He's a 10, 12, 14-year starter in the major leagues.
Agreed, and a good one.
A good one. Probably your number one guy. Your opening day starter probably for the next 7, 8 years down the road for the Braves.
Agreed. Go ahead, Kip. Sorry.
I was one of those guys that said before the draft, Braves have too many arms. Got to get some bats, got to get some position players, and this guy's sitting there, and you can throw all that out the window.
Yeah, we're in the same boat with that. And yeah. So realistically, now here's what has happened in 2 weeks, right? You're going to have Julio Teheran in the rotation at one. Mike Foltynewicz has earned his spot at two. So you know those guys are locked in. At this point, with what Newcomb has done, you've got to say moving forward, I'm talking about next year.
Right.
Moving forward next year, Newcomb's going to be in your rotation at three. And so now you've got four and five that are going to be up for competition. Matt Whistler, Tui Toussaint, Kyle Wright. And the list goes on and on. Those are just the guys that immediately come to mind. In the minors, Aaron Blair, that's another one.
I'm going to say this, and it might be insane, and people say, you're putting too much pressure.
You saying something insane? Okay. I never.
It's not beyond comprehension that Kyle Wright could be the opening day starter next year for the Braves.
In the only, and I'm not even dismissing it. That's the, because it's not that insane. Yeah. So I'm not dismissing it because there is a scenario where that actually could happen. And that scenario is come trade deadline, Braves unload Dickey as well as Jaime Garcia. And then they call up Kyle Wright and he pitches well. And then he goes lights out from July 31st to the end of September for essentially 2 months, yeah, that could very well happen.
I think he'll at least be a number two, at worst a number three starter next year for the Braves as a you know, pretty much a rookie, basically.
I think if he makes the rotation, Kip, I think that he's going to be the number four. I can't see him sliding into the rotation ahead of Tehran, Newcomb, or Foltynewicz. So I do think he's got a really good shot of making the rotation, but I think if he does, it's going to be at four, assuming that scenario we just talked about doesn't happen.
I think the Braves are going to get rid of Tehran at the trading deadline.
We'll see. That's another. The thing is, yeah, though, is you can't, in my opinion, which mostly is fact, you can't trade Julio Tehran with as high as his ceiling is where he is right now, because you'd end up trading him low and you wouldn't get back the value of what he's really worth because of where his ceiling is. So I don't think that you can trade him low. I think he's one of those guys that if he's having a good year and you got all these arms,
right,
you got to trade him high.
And these teams that are in the playoff hunt, and he's had, what now, a couple of two or three good quality starts in a row now?
Yeah, so if he turns it around, we might have a different conversation.
Right. So it could be – I like the Braves. I like this pick at number five, Kyle Wright. I think that's that sets him up with a number one starter for the next decade.
Well, then the next question you have to ask yourself was, okay, well, if Kyle Wright was going to go number one and he didn't, how did he not get drafted until five? Well, here's how that happened. So basically, right before the draft, the Twins were going to take Kyle Wright. That was going to happen. He was going to be the number one overall pick. But then Kyle Wright started asking for a good amount of money. The Twins didn't want to give it to him. So the Twins basically said, look, this kid's asking for this much money. We're not going to give it to him, so we need to go in a different direction. So they drafted Royce Lewis, who's a shortstop slash outfielder. Okay, so move on to pick two, which is the Reds. They had a choice between Hunter Green and Kyle Wright. The reason they went Hunter Green instead of Kyle Wright at two is because Hunter Green is both a pitcher and an outfielder, and he's very good at both. So they felt like that he gave them options to be able to use him in whatever way they wanted to use him in their farm system versus Kyle Wright, who everyone knew was a pitcher. So they passed on Kyle Wright to Hunter Green. Okay? So then at three, the Padres knew they were going to take a pitcher, but the Padres had already made up their mind they were going to take a left-handed starter. Kyle Wright's right-handed. So they ended up taking Mackenzie Gore, a left-handed starter. Kyle Wright falls to four. Well, the Tampa Bay Rays had already made up their mind they weren't going pitching with their pick. They were going the best position player available. That was Brendan McKay at first base. Bam. The number one pick slides all the way to five right there at Atlanta. That's how it happened.
And a good thing that it did for the Braves. And this is going to be one pick that they look back on 10, 12, 15 years from now and say, wow, look how that played. That could be the piece of a championship puzzle moving forward.
It could be the equivalent of drafting Chipper Jones.
I think so.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. St. Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
Computer issues? No problem. Let the pros at Network Monkeys take away the stress and get your PC running back to top shape. Whether it be virus removal, custom builds, upgrades, or whatever. If it has to do with a computer, Network Monkeys has you covered. And now Network Monkeys offers tutoring for those of us that are less than tech savvy. 3831 Community Road, 912-466-0906 or online at networkmonkeys.com.
Now, you're back in the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
It's the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kip Branch. This segment brought to you by Fox's Pizza Downtown, Parkwood Podiatry, Floors and More, Big City Cleaners, and Nat's Landing. The U.S. Open's going on.
On a tough golf course, supposedly, but the pro had a lot of rain earlier in the week. It got soft, and the pros lit it up in round one, but it started playing tough again yesterday, so the scores are starting to come back down, go back up a little bit. But, you know, Ricky Fowler shoots to 65 on round one, and, you know, I think he got it up to 8 or 9 under yesterday and kind of fell off that in the back nine and got it back down to 6 under, one shot off the lead. But, man, I'm a big Ricky Fowler fan, man. I like Ricky.
I like the way he dresses. That's why I like him.
He's got a little bit of flash, and he plays with a little bit of attitude. I kind of like that. I'm a big Ricky Fowler fan. I want him to get that major.
I have some pants that are exactly like some of the pants he wears. I'm told that I'm not allowed to wear them by Renee, but I do. Not today.
Yeah, but Ricky's a tremendous player, and he's, you know, sometimes in pro golf, they put these tags on people, the best player not to win a major, you know? And unfortunately, a lot of people are saying that about Ricky right now, but, you know, they said that about Sergio almost 20 years, and he finally broke through at the Masters. And it's just a matter of time for Ricky gets that first major. He's a heck of a player.
One pair of pants is like a lime, bright lime green, and I have another pair that's like a Smurf blue.
He rocks them, though, out on the course.
I mean, I wear them out every day when I go to work.
I hope I don't run across you when I see you.
I'll swing in next time I'm around.
Okay, you do that.
I will.
All right.
Aaron Hills, has played tough. So you've had Dustin Johnson, Roy McIlroy, and Jason Day not make the cut. Listen, 8 of the top 12 players in the world didn't make the cut. That's how hard the golf course has played.
That's insane. At one time yesterday while I was watching, the top 17 players on the leaderboard had never won a major.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy. Drew Love, local. Daddy Davis was caddying for him. Just barely missed the cut, but that had to be a wonderful experience.
There was a great article in the Southern Sports Edition written by Christian Gokul who basically talked about all of the local talent here in St. Simons and on Sea Island that's participating in the U.S. Open, and the list is long.
It is.
It's just like, wow.
This is
there's that
like,
much talent here.
It's kind of like the you know, Sea Island's kind of like the headquarters now for great touring pros.
True story. So right now you've got Paul Casey, Tom Fleetwood, Brian Harman, and Brooks Koepka. Koepka?
Okay.
I don't know. They're all at negative seven.
They might be seven under. You know.
I'm going to pretend like I know him.
Yeah.
And how to pronounce his name. So we're going to say it's Koepka and move on.
He's the GOAT, greatest of all time. No, that was a different subject we just got off of. Paul Casey's a good player, though. I like Paul Casey. Always hovers around leaderboards and majors. He's another one of these guys that needs to break through and get a major championship. And he's going to be tough on the weekend. But I like Ricky. I think the crowd's going to get behind Ricky today. Ricky will probably shoot a decent score. If he can get in the last group tomorrow, I think he'll win.
I have another pair that's like a bright orange.
You do?
I do.
Does it match that yellow shirt you got on? You got a pair of pants that match that yellow shirt you have on?
No, but that's actually a really good idea. Go find a bright pair of yellow pants.
You look like a road worker or something like that. You wouldn't get hit at night. You're mm-hmm. working at night.
No.
People would be able to see you from hundreds of yards away.
And I'm told that it's Koepka.
Koepka. Okay.
I'm gonna pretend like I knew what I was talking about.
I was watching him a little bit yesterday. I watched a lot of second round yesterday, and he was hitting the ball really, really well. And, you know, Paul Casey hit it well, too. It's going to be tough. I mean, there's a bunch of people bunched in there at 7, 6, 5 under. It's going to be it's a free-for-all. It's going to be a free-for-all today.
See, that's why I like Ricky Fowler, because he had three straight holes where he bogeyed them in the second round. And he's only one stroke off the pace with doing that and having that round, and he's still right there. We all know how good he is. So I think now he's kind of gotten that out of the way. You're still in the running, and you're only a stroke off the pace.
I mean, people like Jason Day, I was watching a little bit of him in the first round. He had to birdie the last hole to shoot 79.
Right. Right.
I mean, you're talking about top three, four players in the world. Any day a course can get you. If you're just a little bit off at golf, you can have a rough day. I have a rough day every time I go on the golf course, but, you know, it's...
I multitask when I go on the golf course. I go play golf and hike through the woods because I'm looking for golf balls in the woods so much.
My problem on the golf course is I go hit the golf ball and I try to stay hydrated, and that usually gets me.
Oh, yeah. Pick a winner.
Ricky Fowler.
You know what? We're in agreement.
Yeah.
I'm taking Ricky Fowler, too.
I think he's going to win the U.S. Open.
If you're a consistent listener and you just heard this, like right. this last 15 seconds where Kip and I agreed on something, like if you're driving, that's fine. Just pick up a pen and pad and write it down so that we can all remember it, because it happens so infrequently that it needs to be documented.
Long shot. You know, my long shot? He's only four back. He just won the Masters, Sergio, and he believes in himself now, and I wouldn't be surprised if he had a good round today and got near the top of the leaderboard.
Sergio is also a good dresser.
He is.
Yeah. See, those are the kinds of guys that I root for, the guys that dress well, because I dress well.
So you're not a big John Daly fan?
Oh, no. No. No.
John, he wears some attire on the golf course, doesn't he? I mean, I like the Davis look. I like the classic polo look.
Right.
That's pretty sweet to me, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, a little.
I like how our segment has turned to fashion police from golf.
Hey, dude, I like to shop. Nobody's going to take my man car, but I'll shop online. I like to buy shoes and things like that. I'll do a little shopping online.
Once again, Kip and I are in agreement. I like to shop, too.
I do. I mean, especially, you know, I have daughters and, you know, I like to shop for women and things like that.
Yeah, man.
I have pretty good fashion taste.
Yeah, me too.
As it relates to picking out stuff for females.
I wouldn't go that far with myself because I don't have the, but for me, yeah, like I'm good with fashion. And I still like to fish. Just because I like to shop doesn't mean I don't like to fish.
I like to fish too.
Me too.
Did a lot of fishing this past week.
I heard.
Fished in coolers too.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Kevs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Kevs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kevs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kevs on Facebook.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the Mowers Landscape Pros Trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. 265-2388. The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696 or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jay Bish and Kip.
I really wish they would hate it. They'd stop with the Jay Bish stuff.
Jay Bish. I
hate it. It's not anything I've ever gone by.
That's the PlayStation generation, man. You got to come up with these taglines and things like that. It's almost like video games. See, that's the problem with the whole LeBron debate. You watch too much video. You play too many video games, and it's got your mind all messed up.
Man. This segment brought to you by Boys Transmissions, Urgent Med One, Coconut Kevs, also by Watermarks Printing and Brunswick Country Club. Okay, so this is our segment where we have a bunch of stuff to talk about, and we don't ever get to it because Kip hijacks the show more often than not. And so we end up talking about one thing for like four segments. So we don't get to everything. And so this is the segment we take to where we actually devote some time to talk about the things that we didn't get to talk about. So, Kip, go ahead.
The Brunswick High Pirates are in Orlando, Florida right now for a 7-on-7 football passing league tournament, and they've won their first two games this morning already, so there's a highly likelihood that they're going to be probably going pretty deep in this tournament.
All right, we'll stay with the Brunswick High Pirates. Former Brunswick High pitcher Austin Hutchinson, drafted by the Seattle Mariners in the 26th round of the Major League Baseball draft. Hey, Austin, congratulations, man, and good luck.
Good luck. Jalen Ramsey, Jacksonville Jaguar cornerback, core injury, whatever that is. We debated that off the air.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's got something to do between his hips and his midsection somewhere. fixed with minor surgery, so says it won't affect him in any way. He'll be ready for the season.
Let's hope so.
I hope so.
I'm a Jags fan, so I'm yeah, let's go. All right. Down in the swamp in Gainesville, Jim McElwain, who has done a pretty good job with the Florida Gators, considering they have zero offensive talent on the team the last 3 years, is given a one-year contract extension by the administration with a little bit of a pay raise.
They won the East the last 2 years. I mean, why wouldn't he get a raise and an extension?
There's nobody in the East, so yeah.
Oh, there's plenty of teams in the East.
That aren't any good.
The West has just got Alabama.
The East is horrible.
The West has Alabama. You take Alabama out of the mix, and the SEC is pretty much even.
What? That is the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard come out of your mouth, and I've heard some ridiculous things.
LSU's
really good.
LSU,
Auburn is good.
LSU.
Texas A&M was really good.
No, these teams lost 4 or 5 games last year.
Because Alabama was in the division.
No.
And they were beating up on it. There's no way
Alabama,
the SEC East is even close to SEC West.
You take Alabama out of the West and just stick them on a shelf. And you put the rest of the SEC, look at the rest of the SEC minus Alabama, and there's really no teams that stand out above any of the others.
That's in. No.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Auburn sucks.
Yeah. We talked about the Braves signing Kyle Wright. Yeah, No.
LSU fired their coach. They have wasted all that talent. All right, man. Let's go ahead.
We talked about the Braves signing Kyle Wright. They gave him a $7 million signing bonus, and they have shipped him to the Gulf Coast League, which is basically rookie ball, which I was actually surprised with. I thought they would probably start him at Double A, see what he could do. They've taken the latter approach, the safer approach, put him down in rookie ball, which is basically an instructional league, see what he can do there, and then if he does well, probably in a couple weeks, they'll promote him to Rome, which is high A.
He's got big-time talent, so they're going to put him down in the lowest classification and let him just eat people alive down there. It's more of a mental thing for Kyle right now, and they're going to bring him on up through the system. They're going to fast-track him.
Agreed. You'll see him no later. Then September.
I think you'll see him in August.
If not sooner.
I think if they get rid of Julio Teheran in by the trading deadline, he's coming up in August, and he's going to be in the rotation. We'll see. Doug Marrone to Blake Bortles. If you continue to turn over the football, you will not be our quarterback. Wow.
He said that in the media?
Yes.
Instead of straight to Blake Bortles?
That was reported on the internet. That was a direct quote.
So instead of saying it to Blake Bortles, he said it in the media.
I read it on the internet, so somebody said it to somebody.
But not to Blake Bortles from Doug Marrone, directly.
Probably not, but the message is still the same. If you turn the football over like you have been, Blake, we've got enough pieces around you now that we can get in the playoffs. We got a running back. We got a off-the-chains defense. You have to stop turning over the football.
Don't disagree at all.
Quality wide receivers. Time's now in Jacksonville. There's no more excuses in Jacksonville for not getting in the playoffs in that weak division that they play in.
Time is now.
It is now.
We're in agreement. This has been the most agreeable show we've ever had.
Oh, well, we got off track a little bit when you started off that. We're not bringing basketball season's over, so we won't talk about that again the next year.
Every year, the Southern Sports Edition puts out a high school football preview issue, and they take three of the most elite talents in the county, and they put them on the cover. One kid from Brunswick High, one kid from Frederica, and one kid from Glen Academy. And so this year, the three kids that have been selected to be on the cover of the Southern Sports Edition, Randon Jernigan from Glen Academy. I don't think that's going to shock too many people.
Nah, he's coming into this season. He is hands down the best offensive player returning in the entire region. Might be in the entire part of the state.
By the way, this will be the second time that Randon Jernigan has been on the cover of the Southern Sports Edition, and only him and Brunswick High quarterback Corey
Dixon
have been on the cover of the Southern Sports Edition twice. Only two players. Randon Jernigan will now be the second. From Frederica, Jalen Simpson will be on the cover. From he's the Kingdom of the Knights.
He is a baller. That kid can play.
And from Brunswick High, Sherrod Frazier will be on the cover for the Pirates.
In all of my years of watching high school football in this county, I have never seen a linebacker come off the edge like he comes off the edge.
He's a beast.
He is. He is a beast, and he runs a sub. I bet he's in the high four fours right now. He's about 6 foot 6'1", about 192 pounds, and he will bust you right in the mouth. He's fast, and when that force hits you coming off the edge, something's gonna give. It's usually a ball carrier.
So once again, Jalen Simpson from Frederica, Randon Jernigan from Glenn Academy, and Sherrod Frazier from Brunswick High will all be on the cover of the high school football preview issue this year, 2017, for the Southern Sports Edition.
What if all of that was on one team? Woo! Playing 7A football in the state of Georgia. You could combine these three football teams, and I guarantee there's nothing in the state that can compete with it.
I don't disagree with that, but I was once a proponent of combining at least Brunswick and Glenn. I have since changed my tune. Rocky Hidalgo came in and proved that you can compete for state championships without combining the schools, and so that made me change my tune.
And Brunswick High, you know, they're going to be pretty good. Glenn's going to be good this year. Frederica's going to be good. So it's possible that you could have three football teams that go at least two rounds deep in the state playoffs, maybe further.
Oh, no. In reality, Frederica's going to end up playing for a state championship, if not winning it. And Brunswick and Glenn are no worse than Elite Eight teams.
Well, the reason I qualify that is because the first round draw for this region this year is Region 1.
Good point. It's tough. That's the Valdosta region.
You're right.
Which is Valdosta, Northside Warner Robins, Houston.
And Lee County, and good football teams.
All good football teams. We're being waved at. Oh, they were queuing our, I didn't know what they were doing because they were waving at me and I didn't know what I was supposed to do, but they were queuing the outro music.
The outro music. Good show today. Even though you're wrong about LeBron, it was still a good show.
You've been listening to The Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch. Follow The Game on Facebook and look for the podcast on SouthernSportsEdition.com. The Game will be back next week on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's, Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
If you are an elite athlete in Glenn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simon's locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simon's, and online at advancedrehab.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents
the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Some bad news on the gridiron for the Knights of Frederica. Starting quarterback Gavin Williams will miss the entire season with two torn labrums. Expect Jalen Simpson to step in for the Knights at QB. Some really cool news from the Diamond. Former Brunswick High pitcher Austin Hutchinson was drafted in the 26th round of the Major League Baseball draft out of the University of Mount Olive in Tennessee. And finally, in Terror Nation, the Glenn Academy Coaches Show will be held at Nat's Landing this upcoming football season. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.